fresh. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the show. I'm CF, the plumbing sales coach, and you are watching us live on the show. Tonight, we're going to be talking about learning from really a painful memory of mine. We're going to talk about that, what happened, what we can learn from it, but also how it relates to business, how it relates to sales, how it relates to just life, really in general. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to be talking about how it relates to the customer and how the customer's angle and how their life can absolutely be going through the same exact thing. And we're going to talk about how these two things can collide and really what an opportunity that is. We're going to talk about not only what that is, but how we can fix it, exactly what we can do to really take care of that. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about so much more. Welcome to the show. Welcome, everyone. How are you doing? Where are you watching from? Let us know. What are you doing? Type subscribe in the comments right now. If you're watching us on Facebook, type subscribe. All you got to do is type the word subscribe. Facebook will send you a message from Messenger. You respond to that message and boom, I think that gets you subscribed. We might even ask for your cell phone number so we can send you the link to the video live that we do. Also, simulcast it over on YouTube. If you're watching us on YouTube, welcome to the show. Also, click the subscribe button, the big old, I think it's a bell and it says subscribe. Click that thing right now on YouTube and get subscribed because we do this thing twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That is the time zone of the East Coast of the United States. A lot of you guys watch or check us out the next morning in the UK and even Australia and different places across the world. So if you're listening to us on the podcast, welcome. And also keep listening. But you can also email us at info@theplumbingsalescoach.com. That's for all of our listeners. If you want something, need something, or you want something, that's a great way to let us know to send you your items. We just sent out a bunch of hats. And actually, for those that were waiting on your hats, we're sorry for the wait, but we included some extras. Sorry for the wait. There's some surprises in the boxes that just went out, I think, today for everyone. And so I'm excited to get those out. Excited for you guys to get those. Also, for those that have been watching the show for a while, you know we've got the merchandise now. We've got some other things. So you guys can absolutely email in. If you're someone who's been watching for a while, you're a top fan, or you're somebody that Facebook has labeled as a constant watcher, please email us and let us know and we'll get something out to you. We want to get you a gift as well. Look, tonight we're going to be talking about something that I went through, something that happened. It says Long Beach in the house. That's San Pedro's, California, Ulysses. I'm not able to pull the show up for some reason or other. There it is. Tons of, okay, there we go. Comments galore. There we go. Waited all day. Raylene says, Frankie. He says, what up, everyone? What up? What up? Freshness, my man, BG. We sent you some stuff. Merchandise looks fresh, she says. Yeah, we're getting tons of stuff out to everyone. Women and men's both. And if you're listening to us on the podcast, you want to know how to get this stuff, just email us. Email us, and that's all you got to do. Tonight, we're going to talk about something I went through when I was in the Navy. When I was in the Navy, we used to train like you wouldn't believe. We used to constantly, repeatedly train. Sometimes it felt unnecessary, but it ended up being very necessary. And there were some good things with that and some bad things with that. And there were some good things with the fact that the military did everything the exact same way every single time. And then there were some things that were bad. Now, there wasn't really anything bad with the process, but there were some negatives as it relates to the way that I handled it as someone who was in the Navy, as you might handle it as someone who's living your life, and how this might apply to you. There was something called general quarters that is very familiar to people who are in the Navy, who are on a ship. General quarters is essentially when we're going to war. Like, we're going to shoot missiles. We're going to shoot weapons. Things are coming at us. Maybe the ship's on fire. A helicopter crash on the ship. Some of you go, wait, a helicopter crash on the ship? Yeah, helicopters land on the back of the ships or sometimes on the flight deck of the ship if it's a bigger ship. The ship I was on, we had a small flight deck on the back that landed helicopters, and so we had to go to general quarters and practice drills for different events, emergency events, again, war events, different things like that. One of the things out of general quarters that you had to do was you had to get the ship into what they call Zebra. This was basically what you were doing is you were going through the ship and getting it watertight integrity. If you guys have ever seen the movie Titanic, you're very familiar with the story and how the iceberg hit the ship, and that alone didn't necessarily sink the ship, but the fact that the compartments filled up with water and then overflowed to the next compartment, overflowed to the next compartment, and people learned something from that. And so the military has something called watertight integrity on the Navy ships, and so you want to basically get these ships secured. And so if that way, if a compartment ever floods out, only that compartment floods out. And so this was something that we practiced. And then we would go to something called Modified Zebra. Modified Zebra was either practice or drill practice, or in this particular case, a real thing, because we were over in, if you guys are old enough to remember the Kosovo event, that I was on the ship that actually fired Tomahawks during that. And we were in general quarters every day, all day. All throughout the day, I should say, not all day. And we were going into, we stayed in Modified Zebra, which was the bigger hatches were closed. So all we had to do was close the smaller hatches, expediting and speeding up the process of getting to this Zebra. So what ends up happening is general quarters would get called as a drill, and out of nowhere, boom, we got to run and get into motion. Now, this would happen at 2 in the afternoon. This would happen at 2 in the morning. This would happen at any time, sometimes because it was planned and it was a training, and other times because it was a real event. I remember one time we thought the ship was on fire. It's a whole other story for another time, but there was an oil leak, and so that happened at a, whenever it happened. Now, this particular event happened in the middle of the afternoon. The problem was is I had been doing night shift for the last couple months. And so I was pretty exhausted. We've been running drills and we've been running real events now for about 2 straight months, firing Tomahawks, doing the real thing. And I got into a rhythm. I would say a rhythm. You might say the weeds. We might also call it a rut. Now, if you've ever been in sales, you've been in ran calls before, you might have gotten yourself in a position where you just can't seem to win. You know, every single customer just wants a quote, or every single call just seems to go bad. And you find yourself in this situation. And I'm going to tell you right now, number one, rule number one, the thing you have to remember, always remember is, has it always been this way? I was just out in California a couple weeks ago. You guys know I was in a car wreck, then the credit card got stolen. For those that don't know, that's what happened. And then on the third day, I was flying in a helicopter, shooting a heavy artillery out the side of a helicopter. Essentially, kind of the worst moments that someone can have, and then some of the best moments someone can have, all in a 3-day period. Life has its seasons. We talked about that. If you go back and watch the live video when Brandon shot a tank, you can see where we talked about life has its seasons. And in the same regard, so does the idea of sales, and so does the idea of business, and so does the idea of life, right? And so as we're going through the motions and we're going through the process, we find ourselves essentially in the weeds. We find ourselves in a position where we, for whatever reason, we're not able to perform or whatever. And so it's really something that's a mindset issue. And so the rule number one is, has it always been this way? Have I always not been able to do this? Have I always struggled? Have customers always been this way? Is there something that I should have seen this coming? And if that's not the case, then maybe it's a rut. Maybe it's not the reality. Maybe it's not the, maybe customers don't suck. Maybe customers aren't cheap. Maybe you don't know how to, maybe it's not you. Maybe it's the reality that it's your mindset. And so the way to unlock that mindset, the way to get yourself back in rhythm, number one is, has it always been this way? Yeah, I thought about when I went out to a shop and visited and just struck out. Now, that's not always the case. I just drove out yesterday, 3 hours from here, got up at the super early morning, drove 3 hours, went to another shop, ran 2 calls with them. One sold one for option 3, $2,500. And then the second call, I went on option 3 for $1,500. And bam, 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 grand slam. They got a great deal. The company was real happy. Everything was great, wonderful, back-to-back calls. But then there's also been calls where things didn't go so well. There's also been calls where there's been a string of calls where things didn't go so well. Now, am I different? Is the process different? Am I following the process? I remember my first month at CarMax, sold the most cars anyone ever sold their first month at that particular store in that particular time. But then the next month, I was below average. The next month, I didn't do so well. What was happening was I got in my own head. I changed my own process. I stopped doing something. Well, whenever you're in a rut, whenever you're in this situation, that can happen. So you get this way when you get into a rhythm. You start boom, 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 boom. And then what happens is things start to work. and you forget that it was the process. You forget that it was the relationship. You forget that it was the value proposition. You forget that it was the value stack. You forget that it was all of this work, all of this energy, all this effort. It didn't just get handed to you. It doesn't just happen. You don't just have success. And you stop doing the work, and then you get into the, you go from a rhythm to a rut. And you don't see it because you're in the weeds. You don't see it because you're in the weeds. You don't see it because you can't see it because you're in the weeds. And that's exactly what happens. Stop building the value. Start taking shortcuts because maybe it works. And I can relate back to CarMax. When I was at CarMax, you know, I started skipping certain things. I'd say, look, you don't need to take a test drive. You can just return the car. They wouldn't fall in love with the car. So when they saw the payment, it was too high because they weren't in love with the car. I think about when I'm in the home with the water heater and the water heater's leaking. I've literally heard technicians say, hey, look, it's leaking. You got to replace it. And the customer's like, oh, okay. Well, how much is that? $1,800. Like, I don't know. And they're like, well, you got to replace it. That's not value. That's not anything. That's just basically pointing out the obvious. That's just stating the obvious. You're not building value, educating, informing. You're shortcutting. You're not diagnosing. Yeah, I get that it's leaking. I get that it needs to be replaced. I knew that when they called. I knew that when we answered the phone. But we're still going to go through the process and help the customer get there mentally. We start shortcutting. So we got to remember, first of all, has it always been this way? If it hasn't always been this way, well, then how do I get back to the way that it used to be? That would be the next obvious question, wouldn't it be? And how do we get ourselves back there? And I'm going to tell you right now, the answer is really obvious, but you got to get back to the training. You got to get back to the process. You got to get back to the system. You either got to match up with someone at your company who's doing well and partner with them and say, hey, look, where am I going wrong? Or you got to find people. If you're the owner, you got to find people who are performing and get them to help your other guys. Or you got to get a coach in place, or you got to get a system in place. You got to get a process in place that people can follow and understand and execute. Because the thing is that when you don't have consistency, when you don't have these processes in place, when you don't have this situation in place, price book, when the guys don't understand the price book, look, you might understand the price book, but if your guys don't understand the price book, how in the world are they going to be able to function without you? And if they can't function without you, the company can only be as big as basically the number of plates that you can spin. That's for an entrepreneur conversation for another time. But for those that understand what I'm talking about right there, there's a limit. Why would you build everything around you? Now, I know there's a lot of talk and speculation about how you would do that, but the most successful companies that are out there have a process in place where they have basically technicians that go out, they look at the situation, they perform, and then they report back to a service manager of some kind on some level, and that service manager guides and directs, coaches, and executes. And when they see there's a problem, they pull them along inside and do a one-on-one. When that doesn't resonate, then the GM comes along and says, hey, let's do another one-on-one. We put it on paper when it doesn't make sense. We help these people get better. We do ride-alongs. We do this kind of stuff. We're coaching in the moment. We're coaching around the moment. But we're constantly making sure that this guy has an ability to perform. He has the culture to perform. He has the ability to access what he needs to be successful. And if you're that technician and you're on commission, you should be on commission. If you're on commission, you should be getting that information yourself. Don't wait around for the owner. Don't wait around for them to put a service manager in place. Don't wait around for the general manager. It's on you because it affects your paycheck. And more importantly, you're the one that's going out and representing somebody on some level for some brand in somebody's home. And you said you were a service plumber. You said you were a plumber, and then you said you were a service plumber. So prove it. And so you got to get better. You can't make it. Can't make it to the weeds. He says, this is the point of service. If you provide the real service and not stray to autopilot, you won't find the weeds. Absolutely. But one of the things that Brandon, you know this. You got to live it, breathe it, eat it, be passionate about it. Brandon's after hours watching this show Tuesdays and Thursdays. If you go back and read his comments, a lot of times he's like, wow, I've never heard that before. I've never heard this before. This is all new information to me. No, he's on this platform giving more value, executing because he's passionate about it. He loves it. And he thinks I'm cool. He says, even when you swing and miss, you won't let it sink you. Absolutely. Look, I was just on a call today. I ran a call, went out. There's a local company here that I coach and train. And I went on a call with them. And of course, they're expecting a $1,000 ticket because we talk about that on the show all the time. And I did a $300 ticket. It was actually $260 for a hose bib. And the reality was, it was funny, is when I first got there, they say, hey, look, the last guy said it was going to be $300 to fix this. I don't want to pay that. That's too much money. I said, okay, I understand. Then we couldn't go inside because of COVID. Then this, that, and the other. There's a whole lot of other things. So we basically ran through everything outside, right, standing by the hose bib, going through all the motions. The hose bib itself, well, it was a 20-year-old hose bib. It itself wasn't an issue. It was just poorly rebuilt, and then it was silicone, like you would, like silicone was going out of style. Like if I put more silicone on it, it'll raise the property value. And then he hooked her up with as much silicone as possible, and it was just real janky. You could pull the copper out. We're in the frozen tundra here in Indianapolis, where it literally can get -40, -30 mile an hour wind gusts out of nowhere in the winter and just freeze that line and cause real problems. So got to get this straightened out. So we hooked her up with a whole new hose bib for the price, quoted her three, whatever, and then offered her a deal if she did both hose bibs. The other hose bib was fine too, but no, let's go ahead and knock it out because it's also old, and we gave her that option. She went with option one, but we followed the process. She was on a fixed income. She was all the things that you would think. We followed the process. We let her choose, and I'm okay with that. I got a text later, like, what happened to the $1,000 tickets? Like, whoa, bro. But all jokes aside, the reality is that we did our best. We did the right thing. We followed the process. We gave her the options. We built value. We explained. We educated. We informed. We asked questions. She asked questions. We gave answers. We didn't push. We didn't prod. We didn't push her into the direction we wanted to go. We simply helped her understand the decision she was making, and she made the best decision for her and her family. And so therefore, boom, we executed. She's happy. Everyone's happy. It wasn't a huge dollar amount. Doesn't always have to be. Doesn't always have to be. This is the difference in service and selling. Service over sales. Educate and inform. Let the customer make the decision. 100%. She says, so cool. Yeah, you know, it's just the right thing, right? It's the right thing to do. Says, what's up, CF? My boy Robert in the Hizzle, only in Cali. Says, don't focus on the curveball. You're amazing, Josh Eisnoggle. Getting out of a sales rut is awful. It's very draining. Can be very difficult. Let's not forget $1,000 average means you have $295 and 30 $245 tickets. Absolutely. Yeah, it's not about getting everyone to spend a bunch of money. Here's my theory. If you follow the process and you follow the entire, just the idea of building a relationship, informing, educating, and giving people options. If you follow that process and you take people through that and the journey of plumbing, and you go to enough homes, these homes have, you know, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 worth of plumbing work that it needs to be done. I mean, there really is that much work a lot of times in a lot of these homes. They may not even be done right this second, but it's going to happen. And one thing the customer understands, and I always remind the customer, is that it's a lot cheaper to fix the plumbing when they're in control than when the plumbing's in control, meaning before it leaks. Because not only is it more expensive to fix when it's leaking, because they'll get some company that just takes advantage of them when they have no choice, but they have to take them right now, or that causes major water damage, or the combination of the two, it just becomes more expensive. And also, repiping a house 10 feet at a time is probably like 20 times more expensive than just repiping the house. And so there's so many elements to come to this when the customer has to make a decision. You know, the customer is going to live in this home 10, 15, 20, 30 years. And eventually they're going to buy all these things, whether you do it today or you wait another 5 years. They're going to do these things at some point. I've heard the argument against the way that I teach from somebody who said one time, infinite and finite business. And the idea that, well, we're going to repair all this stuff anyway, so why push it? Now, why give a discount now when we get full price later? I'm like, well, first of all, that's sleazy. That's just a horrible way to think. But second of all, why wouldn't you give the customer a discount? Make your money now. Go ahead and get through. It's not like you're servicing every single home in the entire city and there's just like not enough work to go around. And the second point I would like to make on that idea is that you're not going to get a chance to sell a tankless in 5 years from now. Once you replace that water heater, meaning this, if the water heater is 10 years old and it's time to replace it, or it's getting time to replace it, and you build value correctly and you sell the tankless, that product's going to last the customer a lot longer. You're going to make more profit. You're going to do a better job. They're going to have a better result. Everyone's going to be happier if they can afford it, if they want it, if that's what they want, as long as you give them that option. Too many times do I see plumbers go in and just boom, you know, look, we can repair it. And the customer's like, well, what about replacing it? And it's like, well, okay, we can replace it. And then all they buy is a tank water heater, and they don't even know about that. They don't even get the option. That'd be like you going to a store, and then the manager goes, oh, hey, nope, you can't buy milk from us. You can't buy dairy from us. That aisle's not open to you. Like, what? You throw a fit. You don't like it when you go to a restaurant and they're out of something. But yet you go into the home and you don't even offer the full menu. You go into the home and you show them the appetizers, and then you go, yeah, that's all we got tonight. It's not any different. It's not any different at all. Changed my mind on that one. I mean, look, the reality is that when you talk to a customer, and you're working this situation out with them, and you're helping them get the most for their money, and you're helping them get the most. At the same time, you're giving more, you're getting more. Everyone's winning. It's just a win, win, win. There was a client that I went to just recently. We sold some shutoffs, and we basically showed the customer what the shutoffs cost one at a time. This is what it costs, and we showed them what it costs if we do all 16 right now. This is what it costs. Now, that was both scenarios. I was showing them full price. This is what one costs, and this is what 16 costs. But they saw a huge discount. There wasn't actually a real discount. They just saw a discount because they knew, hey, this is going to cost me $23,000 over the course of, 16 visits, 16 different shutoffs, versus maybe paying $1,600 right now just to get them all taken care of. And we all know we only have to drain the system down once. We only got to go there once. We can just bring all the shutoffs with us. We get in a rhythm. We get going. Boom, boom, boom. The job goes a lot faster than doing 16 over 16 visits than doing 16 all in one visit. And so it's just a win for everybody. You don't even have to discount your service in that scenario. You just show the customer the value of what they're getting by doing it all today. That's half the time when I say discounts, that's what I even mean. If you want to know, companies that are using this process, they're killing it. They're literally selling. Their trucks are doing $7,500, $10,000, $15,000 a week in revenue consistently, if not more, consistently at high profit margins. It's not a matter of giving everything away. It's just a matter of understanding what you're doing in the home and then making sure the customer understands what you're doing in the home and showing them that when you do it all at once, there is a bundle. Look, you're never going to change my mind. If I own a tire shop, it's going to be better for me as a tire shop owner to sell the rims and tires and everything all at once and do it all at once than to have the customer keep coming back into my store and taking up appointments and taking up time, pulling it into the bay, putting it up on the lift, pulling the tires back off, going back in there, pulling. Like, come on, let's be real. It doesn't make sense to take the call at the CSR, book out the 2-hour time slot, drive back out to the home 5 times over the course of 10 years. Why wouldn't you just go there once and do it all now? Like, literally, look, let's just get you back to square zero right now. Within reality, we're not going to be doing things we don't need to be doing, but you get the point. You really, mathematically, you can't argue that for anyone. You could try to. In this world, I wouldn't put it past anyone to argue anything, but you can't calculate or mathematically argue me. You might be able to, what's that old video that where they do the funny math? Gosh, pull that up. The funny math, what is it? Costello, yeah, 5 times 25, 14, 14, 14. That's some funny stuff. Look that stuff up at home after the show. Not right now. Wait till the show's over. Look that stuff up at home. In fact, if you want more information about my trainings, what we do, we coach companies from A to Z. We teach you everything from price book to marketing, literally anything and everything. And our method here is this. Let's take what you have and let's get more out of it. Let's not go spend a bunch of money and try to create some. Let's just take what you have. Let's get more out of it. Let's take that profit. Then we'll reinvest it at the right measurement, the right amounts, the right speed, the right process, focusing on one thing at a time, making sure that we're improving the business, progress over perfection, and getting you where you need to be. Whether you're a company and you're a business owner and you want my help in that fashion, or you're a technician and you just want to get better, or you're an owner that has a bunch of technicians and you want them to get better. Either way, type dominate into the comments if you're watching us on Facebook. Anybody else that's watching the show, listening to the show, just email us at info@theplumbingsalescoach.com, and we get those emails and they get shared around the office, and we will respond. We'll get someone in contact with you, and we'll make sure that you get the information about our programs. We have a retreat coming up. We have all kinds of cool stuff going down, and basically just trying to help companies get to where they're trying to get, but get there faster and avoid the mistakes and pitfalls I made when I owned a business, when I ran a plumbing company, when I failed miserably several different times, several different ways. I learned what not to do. And then here we go. We share it on the show. We share it in our trainings on a deeper level, whether it be the level one or the level three. Either way, we're going to offer something that can help. Type dominate into the comments or email us at info@theplumbingsalescoach.com. Guys, listen, these are the things that we can learn from. Here was the thing. I was on the Navy ship. I was in a rhythm. I thought I had it all figured out. I got in a pattern. We had the major hatches shut. We're at modified Zebra. We're literally in like day 50 of this conflict where we're firing Tomahawks. General quarters goes off. It's like right in the middle of the mid-afternoon. I had been awake all night, so I hadn't gotten much sleep. I was in my REM sleep, if you will, probably 3 hours in on a ship that's rocking back and forth, feeling pretty good, pretty deep sleep, general quarters. I wake up, and I go into rhythm. Boom, I don't even think. I just go. And that's great, except for in this particular situation, I forgot that that hatch was closed. And I went up them stairs so fast that when I hit that with my head, I fell back down like 5 or 6 stairs. It's like a really steep incline too. It's almost like a ladder. And I came back, they call it a stairwell. I came back down. And I remember I got a little bruised up, a little banged up. It felt great. Felt like a concussion. They didn't really care too much to check into those type of things back then when I was in the Navy. So I don't know if I had a concussion, but I had all the things that you would think someone would have when they have a concussion. And I wasn't right for a while. In fact, I think I still have a concussion from that. But either way, I'm good. Whatever. It's not a ploy to get money from the military. Bottom line is we can learn from that. I just went into rhythm. I didn't even realize it and ran up them stairs and I hit the wall so hard. And just like in life, just like in sales, just like in business, we hit that wall. It's working. It's great. Everything's wonderful. I just got this new job. I'm working at this new plumbing company. I love it. It's amazing until it's not. Or I just started my company. Or I just had a great week. We just had our highest week ever. Or I just hired the best guy ever. Everything's wonderful. Everything's awesome. Everything's beautiful. And then it's not. And maybe it's your life right now. Maybe everything is wonderful in life. Maybe everything's great. You just got married. You just did this. You just had a kid. Just got the new job. You just got the fix. And let me tell you something right now. And then all of a sudden, it's not. I'm going to tell you, circumstances don't define you. Your circumstances don't. They really don't have anything to do with anything other than that's the opportunity around you right now to perform. That's the opportunity to be a pro. That's an opportunity to rise above. That's an opportunity to be an example to someone somewhere in some way. And this is just the reality of life. And when you look at it like that, life's more rewarding. When you look at it like that, you have the right perspective. You become not a victim, but you become someone who literally works their way through the problem. They all of a sudden are the person everybody says, man, things always seem to go that guy's way. No, let me tell you something. When things don't go that guy way, that guy's way, it's not an advertisement. He doesn't mourn it. He doesn't allow it to drag on. He doesn't keep himself. Like when the freeze line from the north comes down into Indiana, you don't see me as it goes recedes back. You don't see me traveling north trying to stay in the cold weather. Absolutely not. You see me like, what's the most southern tip of the U.S. I can get to right now to get back into the heat, constantly searching for the hope, constantly searching for the victory. And I'm human just like anyone. I've definitely acted like a victim in certain circumstances, but I'm telling you right now, nothing comes from that. Nothing good, nothing beneficial, nothing positive, only more of the same. That's just the reality. When you drag the circumstances out, when you allow them to affect you in a negative way, and when you allow them to become the reality of your life, it just drags on. I've been someone who has literally been a complete mess on the phone with someone, getting advice, getting help, and then 2 days later, I'm on cloud nine. It's just the way life works, but we've got to remember in those moments that it is just the circumstance. It is not the reality, and even though my head still rings a little bit from smacking my head on the top of that steel, I learned something valuable that day, and that is to stay focused, stay alert, pay attention to the training, don't divert. Don't assume that I've got it all figured out. Don't glaze over when the training's going on, because when a real situation pops off, I'm going to divert back to the training at the highest level that I have it. And if I've been ignoring it, if I haven't been paying attention to it, I'm going to find myself in a rut and bam, I'm going to get hit. I'm going to get hit with a no. I'm going to hit with a bunch of quotes. I'm going to get hit with a small paycheck. I'm going to get hit with a bad week in business. I'm going to get hit with something that's negative, and how we respond to that will ultimately come from the way that we're prepared for that. Meaning if we're being optimistic, if we're staying in the training, we're staying rooted in what we believe, whatever got us to this point, then we'll have something to keep us, to propel us, to move us back to the right track. That's just the reality of life. Guys, I use scripture to do it in my own life. Check it out if you don't do that. I love you. Listen, I appreciate all the comments. I know I didn't say enough of them. What did Kristen say? We all want the deal. So as a customer, I want the bundle. Absolutely. Be efficient for yourself and the customer. It's way better to go to one home than to go to 30. I mean, there's no, as a business owner, wouldn't you rather just pay for marketing dollars that go a lot further than to have to buy a bunch of more leads because everyone's burning through them? Of course not. Fall down 7 times, stand up 8. Amen. It's just a reminder. Guys, look, this is so, so accurate. She says that would explain a lot. She says it would explain so much. Don't just show the appetizer, show the whole menu. Absolutely. Guys, I love you. Remember this. Remember this and take this to heart. Don't glaze over this comment. I've been saying this now for the last couple of years. We're on episode, what, 222? 222? It's like a square dance. Should have did a square dance episode. Hey, guys, listen. I don't know what to say, but yeah, I've been saying this for 222 times now, I think. This will be my 222nd time. I'm going to say it again, and please don't glaze over this. Pay attention to this, but serve your communities in everything, not just plumbing. I love you guys. We'll see you next week.